Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's a longtime, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney specializing in legal and tax issues for small businesses. He's the author of a bunch of books, including The Money Hunt, which is still a classic from the Wayback Machine. All the important eBay books the eBay Business Answer Book. Also, his crowdfunding book is a seminal book on that topic. And he's our good friend Cliff. Welcome back.
Hey, buddy. Always good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, what are some of the things that you're? I love hearing what you're doing with your clients these days. It almost seems like when I had a more Main Street type of business, other than my weird business I have now. When I had more, it seemed like things would run in spurts. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you'd have a bunch of one thing, and then that would stop, and then it'd be a bunch of another thing. Is it like that in the legal business?
It absolutely is, Jim. And there's no way you can predict it. It's not like it's seasonal or anything like that. All of a sudden, I'll get a call from somebody who wants me to do something that I haven't done in a while. And the next thing I know, I've got four other people that want exactly the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It's weird. When I had a small home improvement company years ago, and we built all – one of the things we was built awnings, aluminum awnings, you know, the old-fashioned kind. Some people still liked them, you know. Well, we wouldn't build one for a year, and all of a sudden – six people would want awnings, they didn't know each other. It wasn't like they saw a neighbor with an awning and said, "I want one of those." It was all across the area, you know. And I don't know what it's like. They wake up in the morning and say, "I want an awning." What have you seen lately?
Well, right now, I guess the flavor of the month, I'm going to call it, is people who have trouble with non-compete agreements of one kind or another. You know, I'm getting a lot of people who are calling me, they're changing jobs or they're starting something on their own, but they've got some kind of a restrictive agreement in their past that's giving them some agita, as we say, that's causing some issues in terms of what they can and cannot do for a period of time. The law is changing in a very big way with these, and you know, there are some changes here that I think people need to be aware of.
Let's stop for a second and sort of flesh this out a little bit. Let's make sure everybody knows what these are. So if you came to work for me as my attorney and my in-house counsel, then you're going to be or a salesperson. You're going to be you're going to have access to some intellectual property, my customer list, how we do business, how we calculate profit, how do we strategize. And so I'm going to want you not to be able to leave me and take that to a competitor in the first two or three days.
That's exactly right.
And that's why you create these documents. Go ahead now.
And then we got, and there are four different kinds of agreements, and the law treats them in different ways. Number one, which you've just said, is the traditional confidentiality, non-disclosure agreement, what we call an NDA. You know, thou shalt not, disclose our trade secrets to third parties. Thou shalt not use them in any way that would hurt us or compete with us. That's the traditional NDA, non-disclosure agreement. The second type, which is becoming less and less popular, believe it or not, is the classic non-compete. You know, you work here, you quit, you can't work for a competitor for a year or two. That's the classic non-compete. The law's not favoring those. The trend in the law is to move away from those for reasons we can get into.
And by the way, those two things kind of cross over. I mean,
they do.
You use them hand in hand, or you can use the non-compete sort of as an NDA, right?
Yeah, in fact, I'm seeing it more and more where somebody will do an NDA and they'll throw a little clause at the end that says, and by the way, if we find out that you're working for a competitor, we're going to assume that you are in a position to disclose our trade secrets, so, so we're going to come after you under the NDA anyway. That kind of thing, which, you know, and there's, and right now that's sort of the cutting edge of this whole thing. We don't really know how the courts are going to address that specific concept, turning an NDA into a non-compete by the back door.
Well, I'll tell you. I had a salesperson working for me years ago, and I found out that he was actually while he was working for me, he was actually prospecting for this new business he was going to start when he left me. Which he did after he left me. I found out that's what was had happened. I took him to court, and the court upheld my non-compete clause.
Yeah.
The court made him stop. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna flesh this out some more, folks. This is really important stuff, and what I'm very much interested in is what Cliff is saying about how the law is changing. That's what you need to know. 22. Right back with Cliff Inico. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.